You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website fagsworshipalphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is Sunday, August 8th, 2021. Hopefully you had a nice weekend, and you got to go out and enjoy some things before we all die of COVID Delta, but yeah, I'm here where I was at. The weather was either hotter than a motherfucker or it was raining. So where I live, the weather changes drastically. So yeah, you basically have to keep all of your winter clothes out all year round because, you know, it might snow in the middle of summer, you know. Just, anyway, it keeps life exciting. Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, I got a lot of good feedback from the last podcast about fag shame, and I was really happy to hear that. It's something that, you know, has been kind of weighing on my mind a little bit, and so I got it out, and I'm glad that it connected with people. In fact, an alpha sent me something very nice. I was talking to him, and he said to me this statement. He said that you are doing a great job. One sub told me that because of your blog, he has fewer anxieties. I am serious, which I thought was wonderful. You know, and when I hear things like that. Another faggot said something similar like that about that episode in particular. So, you know, it is kind of nice, actually, you know, when you get to see changes like that in people and you're able to affect change. I kind of like that, you know. It's the reason why I've hung around with this site so long, because I have been making real change in people's lives and hopefully for the better, you know. I think for the most part, it's been good. It's changed, so anyway. But I guess the flip side of that podcast is going to be bad faggot behavior, okay? I think I'm going to call this episode Know Your Place. I had the opportunity to talk to a young, he's 20 years old, young college alpha named Leon today on the server. If you're not on the Fags Worship Alpha server, there's a link in the sticky post at the top of the site. I recommend you join because you can get in lots of different conversations with people. I got into a conversation with this alpha because he contacted me about something he brought up in one of the chat rooms about personal experience that he had, where a faggot had, faggots, I guess, in this case, had insinuated that he could not be an alpha because he was too sensitive or he was too soft, okay? That he wasn't aggressive enough. He wasn't an alpha that hurts faggots or beats them or calls them names, okay? And this hurt him. This hurt Alpha Leon. And so he came to the server. He was on the server looking for answers or support, okay? Well, when I found out about this, I just really, really got angry about it, you know? I've seen this bad behavior before where faggots have said these various disparaging things to alphas, you know, because the alpha doesn't match this particular faggot's warped ideas of what alphahood is, you know. it's particularly noticeable in the like the pain and, you know, bondage and, you know, S&M world of the alpha fag dynamic, where faggots are addicted to pain and being beaten and burned and whatever. Okay, they get off on that. They get off on being treated like absolute garbage by really cruel men. And in their mind, they think that is alpha. So they come across a nice alpha, one who cares about his faggots and, you know, treats them like valuable property rather than just, you know, abuse objects. Whenever they come across those kinds of alphas, these idiotic faggots, you know, disparage them and call them, you know, pretend alphas, or you're not really an alpha or whatever. And there's nothing worse than that, in my opinion, in terms of fag behavior, is that instant judgment before you even know a man or what he is or who he is or how he feels, to judge him based on your own fetish. Okay, let's get something straight. Faggots are faggots. They are less than men. Okay, they are not, their needs are not as important as a man's needs. Their ideas are not as important as a man's ideas. Their fetishes are not more important than a man's fetishes or his wants and needs, okay? And faggots are in no position to judge an alpha. Let me say that again. Faggots are in no position to judge an alpha. You know, when we talk all the time about submission and, like the purpose of a faggot, the place of a faggot in hierarchy, you know, to know your place is to accept in your heart that you are meant to serve these men. You're not meant to judge them. You're not meant to, be judge, jury, and executioner of an alpha's alphahood. All right? And so you have to know your place if you're going to be a faggot. Okay? That's really all it comes down to. And what they did to Alpha Leon really bothered me, because it was clear it was bothering him. He was confused and he didn't know if they were right, or, you know, like he said at one point in the conversation that he feels alpha. He feels confident in his alphahood. Why are they saying this about me, you know? And so I just look at it and think, these faggots don't know anything about alphahood. They only know their own grimy little needs, you know, they, I'm going to say this too, like, in my experience, faggots who are into these kinds of extreme fetishes, you know, shit eating, violence, beatings, you know, all this other stuff, they tend to be selfish about their fetishes. Okay. And their fetishes always come first, it seems like. They're always looking for this man who's going to beat them up or treat them like shit, you know, spit on them, shit on them, piss on them, you know, burn them, whatever. Because they only can get off emotionally through that kind of extreme behavior. And so they're constantly on the hunt for that, you know. And it becomes this kind of all-encompassing need that they have that they think, you know, like that's the most important thing. No, that's not how it works. A faggot's needs are not important at all. If you just serve men, that's all you should be focused on. You know, if you have some sort of mental problem where you need to be burned and beaten to feel anything, then you need to go see a counselor, not an alpha. All right? You know, there are real men out here who are alpha. And they're not weird men. They're just simply men, good men, who are very powerful, very dominant, but they're not abusive. You know, that's not their idea of an alpha, how an alpha behaves. That doesn't make them not alpha. It just makes them not your warped version of alphahood. You know, and I look at a lot of these sites, like, you know, Fagmaster or whatever, BDSMLR, you know, some of these other sites that cater to more extreme versions of hierarchical behavior. And I, you know, I cringe at it, and I think it sends the wrong message, you know. I've always really tried to highlight good alphas on this site. You know, most of the alphas that I feature on the site, I would serve, you know. These are men that I would serve, you know, or have served. And so, and, you know, it comes back to what I said in my last podcast episode. I have served some great alphas. You know, I have been owned by some great alphas. And so I know, you know, the spectrum of what's possible with an alpha. And so, you know, I speak from experience on that. And when I see these kind of cartoony, you know, leather daddy, you know, torture bullshit, I just roll my eyes in disgust because I just think it's like over the top. It's an over the top idea of what an alpha male is. You don't need all the these stupid accoutrements, okay? Fancy word there. to be alpha, you know, you don't need that. A man is a man, you know, and anyway, the whole idea is that in the case of Alpha Leon, he knows he's alpha, and he was confused by why these faggots were attacking him. And it was interesting on the server because the other alphas, and there are some great alphas on the Discord server, I will say that, okay? And they circled the wagons around him in a way that I'm very proud of, you know, and they were boosting him back up. They were just like when you see alphas working out together in the gym and, you know, one of them is struggling, the other alphas give him tips, try to push him, help him out, whatever. That was kind of what was happening on the server. It was fascinating to see because, you know, as a faggot, faggots have a loose brotherhood of our own, but, you know, alphas have a true fraternity. They're a true fraternity of alphas, and they pick each other up, and they protect each other. And that's what they did with Alpha Leon, and I'm very proud of them, actually. But ultimately, Alpha Leon, you know, was it made to, you know, stand up again, basically, because of the encouragement he received. You know, no faggot is going to totally destroy an alpha, okay? It's impossible. It's like trying to defeat the sun, okay? Like, you just can't. As a faggot, you can't. Faggots try, but they're never going to succeed. And I was really blessed to be able to talk to Alpha Leon some more. I'm going to be able to write some articles about him, and I'm going to look forward to it. And honestly, I think at one point I told him, you know, I think it would be amazing to be owned by you. I really do think he'd make a great owner of a faggot, you know. And so, I got me a new crush. Just kidding. But, and while we're on the topic of know your place, I'm going to just say one other thing to faggots out there. Alphas don't have first names, okay? I see way too many faggots using the first name of an alpha, you know, without any kind of, you know, like, prefacing, like, superlative, like, sir or master, etc. It's disgusting to me, actually. It really, really bothers me. I totally get why alphas get pissed off about it, because, you know, they are better, you know. You wouldn't forget to say sir when you meet a president or a king, okay? That's what an alpha is in hierarchy. They're superior, and they should be addressed as such. And when, you know, when I hear a faggot toss off a name like Matt, you know, about an alpha whose name is Matt, okay, I cringe almost every single time. There's no place for that. Again, know your place. You're a faggot. You don't address men by their first name, okay? So those are my pet peeves for the day. I just really wanted to address the one thing in particular, because you know, faggots who attack and try to destroy, especially young alphas, you know, I just think that they're terrible, terrible humans who sit around and masturbate alone, and they have fantasies and fetishes that, you know, that supersede everything else, you know. So I think it's sad and pathetic, and it makes me angry, and I'll tell you what, I'll go to the mat every day of the week for Alpha Leon. You know, he's a great, great guy, and he's a great man, and he's going to be a great owner of faggots. So I see the value in him, you know, and other faggots will too. So I feel sorry for people who would attack somebody like that, you know. So anyway, that's all the bitching I'm going to do for today. I hope you, I hope you enjoyed it, if there's any enjoyment to be had. And hopefully you take some of this to heart if you're having a problem with this. So anyway, I will talk to you later, okay? Have a good week this week. Love ya. Bye.